With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. As you've been hearing right here on Radio K-Man, the country has been hit with a dust alert as, quote, moderate concentration of Saharan dust moves into the Western Caribbean. That means you need to plan for reduced air quality, either by staying indoors or digging out your old N95 COVID masks. And this latest weather event ties into this year's hurricane season message from Hazard Management. Preparedness is power. Be ready every day. Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
This year, that commitment extends beyond hurricanes. Heat waves and Saharan dust events are recurring realities that place our most vulnerable residents, particularly the elderly, young children, and those with respiratory conditions at serious risk. We urge every resident to stay informed. Heed the guidance of the Department of Public Health and relevant authorities when these events occur.
Today, you can expect partly cloudy skies and hazy conditions with a 30% chance of rain, along with warm and hazy conditions for the next few days as this plume of Saharan dust slowly drifts across the Western Caribbean. And while the dust plume is expected to roll through the region by the end of the week, you won't see relief from high heat anytime soon, which is why local disaster agencies are using the start of hurricane season to push a wider preparedness message.
Be aware of how you're feeling. If you feel dizzy, take a break. If you're working outside, don't do it during long periods. You know, take some short breaks. Make sure you hydrate. You need to also look out for other people's signs also. You know, if you're working with teams, if you're working on a roof, if you're working on a construction site, yes, you need to get the work done, but also you need to be safe. And being aware of the signs of being affected by excessive heat is important.
National Weather Service forecaster Gilbert Miller tells Radio K-Man those include severe throbbing headaches, dizziness, nausea, and changes in mental state like confusion, slurred speech, or even agitation. Cayman Islands Red Cross's O'Neill Minot.
So during summer camps, there's a lot of outdoor playing. We have to ensure we keep the kids hydrated, properly hydrated. We limit their exposure, prolonged exposure out there in the sun, direct sunlight. So we have to look at a lot of times keeping a lot of the interactions and activities indoor as opposed to outdoors.
Another vulnerable community, the elderly. Make sure to check on your elderly relatives and neighbors to make sure they aren't falling victim to rising temps. And one of the most deadly risks?
Parked cars without the AC and engine running. It's advisable that you don't leave them any at all.
In April, the National Weather Service issued a summer heatwave forecast warning residents at the region would see a strong El Nino effect, and the Caribbean would see above average temperatures, conditions that will impact, quote, public health, water resources, energy demand, and agriculture. The heatwave alert says this wet season is predicted to have characteristics similar to those seen in 2023, which recorded 10 heat waves and a new record max temp. And in other news, Elroy Brian Waldler is formally appointed the Deputy Chief Officer for Education and Planning after acting in the role since June 2024. As Deputy Chief Officer, the ministry says he will, quote, shape the policies and long-term plans that guide education across the Cayman Islands, advising the Chief Officer on policy matters and working with government and school leaders to set the strategic direction for the sector. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The World Meteorological Organization is warning that this year's El Nino weather pattern could develop into one of the strongest on record. The rare super El Nino would cause extreme weather around the world. The number of Ukrainians killed in a huge Russian drone and missile attack is rising. At least 18 are now known to have died. Dozens were injured as the overnight strikes hit apartment blocks in Dnipro and Kyiv. The Israeli military has told people who live in the southern Lebanese city of Nabatea to leave ahead of planned strikes. A spokesman accused Hezbollah of violating a ceasefire. On Monday, President Trump announced a new partial truce between Israel and Hezbollah. Two people have died in the central Kenyan town of Nanyuki during protests against plans to establish a US-backed Ebola isolation center near a military base. The center is intended to care for US citizens exposed to Ebola in eastern Congo. BBC News.